Lord, thank you for your great love and blessing over our lives. Thank you that your favor has no end and it lasts for our entire lifetime. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Well, my precious family, it is time to share with you what life is like up here. It is peaceful and beautiful if you like pine, spruce, aspen, and fir trees. It also tends to be rather dry. We are at 8,600 feet altitude, and it does affect your body. It takes about a month or so to compensate for the altitude, which has less oxygen than at sea level. Typically, we go through a tired stage, where we feel 30% less active, until our bodies adjust. We are blessed with wildlife that we don't always hear or see. Bear, elk, deer, raccoons, cougars, etc. All of them steer clear of us. But you might see them going down the mountain at times. The dogs do a good job of guarding the property. They're good at barking, but very sweet in temperament. We also have a few cats. During the morning hours, you can hear woodpeckers tapping away at the aspens, and even see them if you are careful. Summer, spring, and fall are beautiful and mild. It can get warm in the summer, but rarely hot. Only towards the end of summer during the dog days. Winter can be long, depending on the weather that year. It doesn't get cold until late October, and doesn't break into spring until mid-April. In our living space, we also have skylights that keep us warm in the winter and gives us lots of light so we don't get depressed by being indoors so much. We gather together as a group for informal corporate worship and prayer. Wow is the effect and gives our Lord great joy when we come together, offering up our praise and thanksgiving for all He is doing around the world, in our lives, and the lives of others. That is our substantial life. Our lives revolve around prayer and intercession. Every day we meet to catch up on our prayer needs and share what's on our hearts. First, we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and then the Rosary. During that family prayer time, the Lord or His Mother speak to me, and I write it down and share it afterwards. It really helps us to focus on the majors and not get off track. We pray for the communities down the mountain, all our enemies, as well as Taos, our nation, and the world. Sometimes Father Ezekiel gets into deep intercession where he is burdened with the Lord's pains and what he is suffering for. There are times when I call a fast because we need extra prayer. After prayer comes dinner. We are on our own about dinner except on Wednesday and Sunday when we have a family meal. Saturday night is movie night and a shared dinner as well. When we shop for food, we keep it simple, free from chemicals and preservatives, but try to get what everyone likes or is used to. After dinner is sacred silence and sometimes a little visiting, but we want to end the night with prayer. Mass is usually said early in the day for each priest. We also have provision for encouragement from one another when going through trials. Lights out depends on each person's work habits. That is typically a day in the life on the mountain, dear family, and we have come to enjoy and appreciate one another for their obedience to the Lord and our spiritual leaders, as well as being flexible, teachable, and coming here with a true servant's heart. We so appreciate your prayers, precious heart dwellers. At this time, we are extremely low on donations to support the community and especially to provide for the poor. If you can spare to send us a little extra this month, we would be so very grateful. Thank you for supporting the Lord's work through this ministry. We love you, and God bless you and surround you with His peace.